Good morning. Please remain seated as we join together in our hymn of preparation as printed in your bulletins. Good morning and welcome this morning to Main Street United Methodist Church. We've got a lively crowd this morning. We want to especially welcome those of you that are visiting with us this morning. We hope that you feel welcome here this morning and that you will come back to see us often. If you are a visitor and you're looking for a church home, we hope that you will consider Main Street. And as the attendance pads are passed down the pew, if you'll give us your address and phone number, that way we can have someone contact you and let you know a little bit more about what's going on in the life of Main Street. So now if you would pass those pads down the pew and visitors and members alike, please register your attendance on those pads. Reminder that next Sunday is Christmas Eve. We will have our normal schedule of services beginning with our 8:28 Celebrate service at 8:28 in the Fellowship Hall, followed by Sunday school at 10 o'clock and our regular 11 o'clock service here. And then Sunday evening at 6:30, we will have our Christmas Eve communion service. So next Sunday, Christmas Eve, a lot going on here in the life of the church. Call your attention to the green sheets that are in your bulletin. This is a survey of the way that we have been doing meals for our Wednesday night gatherings. We do need your feedback on this, so if you would please read over that survey and let us know your preference for how we handle meals for the Wednesday night gathering series coming up this spring. We would appreciate that. Just fill it out and drop it in the offering plate as they come by later in the service. Now let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Thank you. Would you please stand for the call to worship? We're marching to Bethlehem to ponder the promise of the prophet. We're marching to Bethlehem to sing the carol of the angels. We're marching to Bethlehem to greet the Savior of the world. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King.
Thank you.
You may be seated. And please join in the invocation as it's printed in the bulletin. Beloved in Christ, this Christmas it is our duty and delight to prepare ourselves to hear again the message of the angels and to go in heart and mind to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us hear again from Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our sin until the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. And let us make this house of prayer glad with our carols of praise. Amen.
We'd like to call forward now our Advent family, Shannon, Peyton, and Caroline Joseph.
Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus is near. Despite the busyness, the pressure, and the assault of our senses that so often passes for Christmas, we have the promise of Scripture that Jesus is near. When the shopping drains us physically and the spending drains us financially, when we forget which party we're supposed to attend on which day, when we think we can't stand to hear rocking around the Christmas tree one more time, then we will remember to rejoice and again rejoice.
And we will light a candle to help us remember that Jesus is near. The peace of God will
Keep us
in Christ Jesus.
I would like the congregation to join with us for the sacrament of holy baptism. I believe, we don't have the number printed in the bulletin. I believe it is number 39. I'd like Lena and Michael and David to come forward and bring Francis, Michael, and William Tucker for baptism.
people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell God's mercy each
day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of the womb, who was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory.
All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Now, Francis Michael, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. William Tucker, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Francis Michael and William Tucker, the Holy Spirit work within you, being born through water and the Spirit, and be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Main Street, it is our joy to welcome our new brothers in Christ through baptism.
Yes. You all are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation.
Amen.
And may you share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus.
With joy
and thanksgiving, we welcome you as members of the family of Christ.
Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the Church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. Amen.
God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and live in grace and peace. Amen. Now, Leah and Michael will present, and I'm not safe to hold one.
As we come into our prayer time together in community concerns, I have one announcement. It is a celebration, not a concern. But I understand that we have Mr. Bill Nicholson with us today. I believe I see over that, even without my glasses, I think I see him over there. And he has celebrated 61 years service, active service to the Lions Club. 61 years. And I I figured that up then. If I joined the Lions Club today and served till I was, 111, I could match that. But I don't think that I will. Also, we have another celebration, and Margaret Crooks, we've been praying for. Margaret and Brabham, who have been with us and soon to join our congregation. She's had a difficult pregnancy, been in the hospital, I think, about 4 weeks. And she had a healthy baby girl, Hannah Simpson, this past week. So everything came out okay. Margaret Crooks and Brabham had a healthy baby girl. Margaret Tinsley was briefly in the hospital this past week. Alma Kaiser Cromer is back in the hospital. We saw her in Lawrence on Friday from some complications from back surgery. Patricia Lindell, Bayard called and said she was in the emergency room this morning. Do we have an update? Nobody knows? Okay, well, she went to the emergency room this morning. We'll have to find out about Bayard and Patricia. Lorraine Stockman's sister Diane has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. They asked that we pray for her sister Diane. Andrew Kynard, we've been praying for, and he was injured in an explosion in Iraq. He is awake, he is talking, and is looking forward to eating Christmas goodies, but has a long way to go, but is awake, conscious, and is going to make it. Ray Ballantyne is recovering and receiving treatment in Greenville. George Harris's brother, Johnny, died suddenly of a heart attack this past week. That service is today, I think, in Georgetown. One of our longtime members, Louise Colvert, is back in the hospital. We also got the news this morning that Amy Bott's father, Mr. Roberts, suddenly died overnight. Amy Bott's father passed away during the night. So I think that I have all the announcements I was supposed to make. One more. There is a historic Christmas holiday tea at Cokesbury. That is next Sunday, but from 3 to 5, and information about that is right up here. Oh, yes, that is today. I'm sorry, I lost a week. When I was out with my surgery, I actually didn't lose a week in my brain. It's today, which is the 17th. I knew that. No. No, I did not. No, I did lose a week. I'm a little bit out of it. Good thing I was not carrying the babies. That's a good thing. Well, with these concerns, so many during the holidays, let us be in prayer for those who have these special concerns and loss during this holiday season. Let us pray. God of unsearchable mystery, we've come this morning to seek to know thy word. The word you spoke to our ancestors through angels, through prophets, and through the word made flesh, your Son, Jesus Christ. Speak to our hungry hearts today. We tremble at the thought that you are present here in this moment, not as mere words, but in spirit and in truth. Calm our fears. O God, even as you speak among us, draw us back where we wonder, push us forward where we are afraid. And make us to know your complete forgiveness where we are mired in guilt and dread. Eternal God, by the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave yourself to the world. Grant that being born in our hearts, he may save us from our sins and restore within us the image and likeness of our Creator, to whom be everlasting praise and glory. May the forgiving spirit of him to whom we dedicate this season prevail again on this earth. May hunger disappear and terrorists cease their senseless acts. May people live in freedom and worship as they see fit, loving one another. May the sanctity of home be preserved, and may peace, everlasting peace, truly reign. Let the work of Christmas continue. Let the work of Christmas continue through our hands to find the lost, to heal the broken in spirit, to feed the hungry, to release the oppressed, and to bring about peace among people, to radiate the light of Christ in the darkness of this world. Lord, hear our prayers as we lift these up, and our prayers for each other, for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, for those who cannot feel joy, for those who have difficult decisions to make, for those who have open-ended health questions. Lord, we pray in our hearts our prayers for each other. Yes, Lord, hear our prayers. And we pray now as your Son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It's now time for our children's time with Patty Nichols today.
Don't sit on my lap. what my sweet Sophie brought this morning. Can y'all see?
Let her talk.
What'd she bring?
A baby doll.
A baby. We'll celebrate Christmas soon, and Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. God chose to come into the world as a baby, and how humbly he did it. And humble is a word that means gentle. And not putting on a big show of importance. When y'all sang, my little angel choir, when they sang this morning, they were telling us that Jesus being born was the most important news in the world. It deserved to be told to the most important people in the world, to the kings and the emperors. But is this who heard the news first? No. God sent his angel to lowly shepherds tending flocks of sheep. Shepherds were not viewed by others as being important at all. They had a very humble job, and this is why God made it clear that the good news was for all people, even the very poorest people. Now, my Jackson's going to read part of the Christmas story from the book of Luke.
And there was the same country shepherds. Oh, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angels of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to the world, glory to God in the highest, and on peace, on earth peace, goodwill.
Thank you, Jackson. The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found the manger where Jesus was laying. They returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. And as you ponder this Christmas, I want you to thank God for the birth of Jesus and for him sending his son and giving us an example of being humble. It doesn't matter if there's not room in the inn, as long as there's room in your heart. So let's pray. Let's bow our heads and we're going to pray. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for sending us baby Jesus.
Thank you for sending us baby Jesus.
Help us to be humble.
Help us to be humble.
And more like him each day.
And more like him each day.
Amen.
Okay. Let us pass the peace. Let us continue our worship. Let us continue our worship through the giving of our tithes, our offerings, and our special gifts. earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We thank you for entrusting unto us enough means to meet our every need and for every good cause. We pray your blessings upon these tithes, these returns unto you. Bless them to continue the ministry of your Son, Jesus Christ, and to build your kingdom. Amen.
Please be seated. From the 9th chapter of Isaiah, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those living in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and upon his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from that time on and forever.
You spread out the skies over empty space, said let there be light to a dark and formless world. Your light was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts, said let there be light to a dark and hopeless world. Your Son was born. You made the world and saw that it was good. You sent your only Son, for you are good. What a wonderful Maker. What a wonderful Savior. How majestic your whispers. How humble your love. With a strength like no other. And the heart of a Father. How majestic your whispers. What a wonderful God. Now eye has fully seen how beautiful the cross, and we have only heard the faintest whispers of how great you are. You made the world and saw that it was good. Sent your only Son, for you are good. What a wonderful Maker. What a wonderful Savior. How majestic your whispers. How humble your love. With a strength like no other. And the heart of a Father. How majestic your whispers. What a wonderful God. You made the world and saw that it was good. You sent your only Son, for you are good. What a wonderful Maker. What a wonderful wonderful Savior. How majestic your whispers. How humble your love. With a strength like no other. And the heart of a father. How majestic your whispers. What a wonderful God.
From the fifth chapter of Micah, but thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judea, out of you will come from me one who will be ruler over all of Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and there will be peace. From the first chapter of Luke. Now in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings to you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great. And he will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called Son of God. From the second chapter of Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place since Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and to the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thank you.
from the second chapter of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby and keeping watch by night over their flock. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord, and he will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in whom his favor rests." From the second chapter of Luke. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen them, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for the things that they have heard and seen were just as they have been told. from the second chapter of Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one that has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. He then called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea, it is written, for this is what the prophet has said. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you will become a ruler who will be shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star as they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped. And then they opened their treasures, and they presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh.
everyone who had part in this hymn, this carol program today, our reader, Carl Kelly, and all the parents who helped the children be here to participate. And I think after all this wonderful participation, it would be appropriate to give, especially our children who are brave to be in front of us, a round of applause. And before our benediction, I want to invite Michael and Lena to stand with me as we exit today. Now receive this blessing. Eternal God, by the birth of Jesus Christ, you gave yourself to the world. Grant that being born in our hearts, he may save us from all our sins and restore within us the image and likeness of our Creator, to whom be everlasting praise and glory, world without end. Amen.